Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 6th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 2¾ cents at 314¼. July beans down 7 cents at 832½, and July wheat down 3¼ at 517½. The crude oil was down 57 cents a barrel. That was a dollar off its lows, but had a little bit of an impact on the grains here today. Bean oil led the beans down. It was down 47 ticks. We just haven't come to grips yet with how much oil demand has been lost out there with all these restaurant closings. The president seems to have changed his mind on disbanding this task force, which means that he thinks that there's more deaths coming out there. It could be a while before we start really seeing this thing open up again. I think that pressured the stock market. It was down 218 points. The dollar was up 47. That closed up 37 ticks. It's currently up 47 ticks at 100.23. So all in all, you know, we've got pretty good planting weather out there, as we've mentioned. We've had some really positive reports from farmers saying these are the best conditions they've seen in quite a while. I would expect to see 75% of the corn planted by Monday. Brazil does need some rains out there. It's getting pretty dry. That could be a market factor in the days and weeks to come if it continues to be hot and dry there. Obviously, we've been looking for reduction in their crop. I think they've already shaved it a little bit. I think they're in a position to shave some more. But, you know, with the dollar as strong as it is, it's going to be really hard to find a solid export market, unless it's the Chinese, I guess, or Mexico. What else is out here today? We've got this possible polar vortex. Tom Skilling, the weatherman in Chicago, was talking about it last night. We could get some very, very cold temps in Chicago, maybe sub 30 out in some of the areas of the plains. For the guys that have been hit with one freeze, it could be a real problem out here. We'll have to see where the freeze hits and how long it stays, but we're looking at some pretty cold temperatures. But obviously, you know, the wheat market knew all about it, and we still closed Kansas City down 6½ and Chicago down 3¼, so nobody seems too concerned at the moment. We're having a rebound in the cattle and feeder cattle. We're limited up here today. It looks like one of the Tyson plants is going to be reopened. They've got some plans and some safety features in place. So that'll be a big boost to try to moving some of these pigs out. And I think it'll move over into the cattle market. There's strong demand for cattle. Box beef went for $4.50-$4.81 today. It was up another $21 here today. It's been up over $100 in the last week. We're going to see some pushback when it starts hitting the retail counters. That's really about it, but you know, that could be helpful for the grains if we keep some of these cattle on feed and keep some of the hogs out there fed. It could be a little bit helpful. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.